very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 22nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the order by the Minister of Mines to all diamond mining companies in the country to cease operations forthwith.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's order to all diamond mining companies to cease operations.
Mines Minister Walter Chitakwa announced that he had taken the decision after companies declined to be part of the consolidated diamond mining company as proposed by the government. He also added that the companies had not renewed their licenses. Chitakwa last year ordered diamond mining companies, including joint ventures with Chinese companies mining gems in Marange, to come under the fold of the Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company.
Zimbabwe's diamond industry has been tainted by reports of human rights abuses, including the killing and torture of unauthorized miners at Marange and failure by the sector to remit taxes to the treasury. Reports of abuses led to a ban of gem exports from Marange between 2009 and 2011. Diamonds were discovered in Marange in 2006 and drawing in thousands of small-time miners hoping to get rich quickly. The army cleared the area in late 2008 when Human Rights Watch says more than 200 people were allegedly killed.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitaura nezvemashoko ataurwa negurukota rinoona nezvezvicherwa vaWalter Chitakwa avo vataura nasi muHarare kuti makambani ose ari kuchera mangoda munyika anofanira kumira kuita izvi nekuti chekutanga makambani ari kuchera mangoda zvikuru takatarisa kumarange anga aramba kuti anga achiuya pasi pekambani imwe chete hurumende mukambani yangaida kumbwa iyi inenge iine zvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana kana kuti 50% iwo makambani aya ozoita zvimwe zvikamu uye vachidhakwa vati makambani aya haana kunge aenda kunonyoresa patsva kuti apiwe marizinesi matsva ekuti anga achishanda gibs
ivo vambe zuruva ndava ndingationa njani lapa likona kuna ngapa ngamakaya tinangapa aisiyaphila sivula kwamagama ye udaba ekutwini lamhlake sixoka ngaloko kwenzakaleyo kona ngale Marange sizokuthiwa ke abantu abayemba amadiamond khona ngale sokumele beme ukuthi bakwenze khonokho njengoba ke beyalile ukuthi bangene kulokho okuthiwa iZimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company okade kumele ikhangelwe nguhulumende ye njalo kuthiwa ke abantu abaningi laba sikathi amakampani kade engakazuzi amacence awo ukuthi balungise khona ngale okwembiwayo sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke zulukandaba ukuthi kambe lingathini ngohlelo ngodaba lolu nasenombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077.
Kujalo, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest this evening. That is Mr. Marvin Mudiwa of the Chiadzwa Community Development Trust. Mr. Mudiwa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And
good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Mr. Mudiwa, tell us about this news that you are receiving. What do you think about it?
Yes, point of correction first, I am the chairman of Marange Development Trust, not the chair of the Community Development Trust. That's Marange Development Trust. Thank you, Zimbabwe. I think it's a good move, which has been taken by the Minister of Mines and Mining Development. Some months back, we had some interaction with him. We wanted to know exactly what his position about this integration. To us, I doubted him first, but with time, I could see that he is spot on. I think that's the only way to go, to have only one company. Why should we have all these mining companies? They are doing chikorokozas. What they are doing is not proper mining. I think it's high time that government or Zimbabwe must realize what is coming from their mineral resources, natural resources, from their what they are mining. And I think to have only one mining company, the government will begin to realize the profits that are coming from Marange, and there will be checks and balance. And to those who have refused and who cannot, who don't want to comply, I think it must be one way, just to fire them, do not renew their licenses anymore. I want to put my finger up on Marange Resources. I think they are very much organized. They are totally compliant. We have been crying about water pollution in our rivers. Even they are not complying with the rules of the country. There are no environmental impact assessments being done by these companies. They just do what they feel like. Even EMA, sometimes they cannot have access to those companies. So I think it's high time there must be sanity in those mining companies. They must not renew their contracts anymore until they totally compliant with the rules of the land.
Of course, you corrected that there. The chairperson of Marange Development Trust. But as a community, would you say you've benefited from these diamonds?
Not even one single day, no. We have been saying, we are on the record of saying the communities are not benefiting. One, in terms of employment, they are employing people from elsewhere at the expense of the affected communities. There are no social corporate responsibilities. There are no, the government has introduced the community trust ownership. There is nothing which is going into those trust. Now look at our roads. They are in each dilapidated state. There is nothing that we have benefited from mining companies. So it's a good move that the government has taken. And now we are beginning to have trust with the Minister of Mines.
But at one time, Mr. Kasukwere introduced what he called the community share ownership trust. What happened? You know, companies were supposed to put millions and millions of dollars in your coffers. What happened?
That was a good move. You see, the problem is in one country, there are so many laws to govern different mining companies in the same country. If you go to Muroa Diamonds, the communities there are happy with what the companies around them are doing for the communities. They have built schools, they have built infrastructure, they have put money into the community ownership itself. And that's not the case with the Marange. The Marange Community Ownership Trust, it has nothing they have received. Maybe if they are lucky, maybe they have just received over or only 1 million out of the expected 70 million or 50 million. So it's so pathetic. We should have been doing our own. Like this year, there is serious hunger. There is serious drought. And we don't know even how people are going to make it for this year. And we hoped that if those monies had been put in the community ownership trust, we were going to feed ourselves using those monies. Alternatively, we should have some partnership in those mining companies. Now that the minister is introducing a consolidation, it's high time he should also consider the community to have partners in those mining, so that we can also have to do with the development issues with the proceeds that are coming from the mining companies.
Thank you, Gibbs.
I think we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening, listeners.
It's good to be with you right now. So tell us about what you are hearing from Marange. We are told that all the companies have been told to stop operating there. You know, what are you hearing?
Well, look, in the first place, you can't just make a decree for a company to stop operating. If a company is registered under the Companies Act, it is protected by the law. So it's only a court that can order a company that has been registered to stop operating. Look, like Magu said earlier on, you know, this whole thing about diamond mining in Marange is shrouded in secrecy. I'm not surprised that, this gangster mentality that the minister is perpetuating to try and probe much of these companies into the scandal. Consolidated entity can be challenged at court. So, for the past 5-10 years, political parties have been asking questions: where are the diamonds going? What is the modus operandi of these mines? And now, suddenly, we are told that it is easy for them to be consolidated. And I don't think that's going to be possible. So, they have a right to refuse to consolidate. And that doesn't help by sending thousands of citizens into the streets now because you want to pursue a political program.
But how about this fact that they had not renewed their licenses? Is this not what the government will use as a loophole?
You see, the government is always using this license thing, as a weapon. Now, I think that's not where the story is. The question is, these companies have been operating clandestinely or otherwise for the past 10 or so years. Mm-hmm. Why is it that now it is important? How can we even know that there are any resources, diamond resources that are left there anymore? Mm-hmm. So they use that sort of licensing thing to threaten TSL and the gunboat telephone selling government shares, selling 60% of its shares to the government. So obviously this licensing thing is being used against the private sector, and I think it's one thing that the Chamber of Mines is said to consider taking the constitutional court.
Thank you so much. Tinem Tereriwe Darku, Bide Bridge. I think Dimkoma Frederick Mpokoto Makadi. Mkoma Freddy.
Hello.
Mnuit Kwani. Hello.
Hello.
Makadi enyu.
Hello.
Makadi, murikundi nzwa here.
Makadi, murikundi nzwa.
Wanda kukunzwa here manje. Munonzi mukomani.
Hello.
Munonzi mukomani.
Murikundi nzwa.
Ndirikunzwa hi.
Mukoma sinya kubva kumondare.
Okay, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya zvainei kuti havazomiswa hayo honge ingati sehurumende ingadai yaita zvinhu ichisvibisa zvikarayo nekuti vari kunzi vanonge vatoona kuti nyika isingaitise mainvestment nekuti vanoa kuti vaita satbido hakusina mandegeseseni honge zvinoitika kuti vanga vasina havo kurwira makondirasi avo. Asi izvo vaifanira kutaurirana dai panga giraundi racho ranga shandira riri chitevetera. Asi zvisinei nekudaro ivo madiamonds acho hatina zvaamboti adzira shandira nyika zvakati taona kuti hongu hazvo vaiita kubva kumashure kwese kumakambani zvaya zvati hatina chaipa nyika chekuti chaioneka chaibatika zvekutaitii madiamonds edu munoa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, you heard from our caller in Mount Dowling, he's saying that government, that the diamonds rather are not benefiting the nation, and he's also saying it was important for the government to try and negotiate, you know, with the companies before just arbitrarily saying they should cease operations.
Let's get back to Mr. Mundiwa. Mr. Mundiwa, when we talk about this Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company, it's something, you know, triggers my mind to say, at the end of the day, is there anything to mine anyway, you know, in Marange anymore? Or is just a question of just talking, you know, about having this state company?
No, there is plenty of diamonds still there. It is only that there is no proper survey. They can't even establish to say where the belt is going and how much is still under the ground. But judging from what we are seeing here, there is still plenty of diamonds.
Tombo uya kwamuri mukoma rejoice mati zvinonetsa kuti vangoti vanhu takutorai ma license chimirai kuti munge muchishanda pangadai pakaitwa sei apa vangwenya kuti tisaite dambudziko ratatarisana naro
ko iro dambudziko ravanaro nderechii nekuti mamaina anga achingogara achingoro tora madiamond achiendesa kwava achienda vana Rio Tinto vanga variko achisi chinhu chiswa ini ndiri kuti inini kana iri hurumende inochengetedza mutemo ngavatarisise kodzero dzavo sevanhu nokuti haungangosviki chete uchingoti ndava kutora nokuti iri harisi kukanzika ndichingwa kuti isusu nguva yese yavanga vachichera panapa zviri pamurawo ende makampanis akanyoreswa pamutemo saka zvinoshanda here kuti unongosvika kukampani kuti ndivati nditore kampani inei kana usingadi kuti nditore ndakutorera license ko ivo munhu vacho makampani acho pamutemo vane kodzero dzavo dzokuenda kumatara vachiti aiwaka kana tichioti kana muchida kuti mutitenge titenge ndiipamurawo nemari dzatinenge tichitengesa ichozvo hazvivorevi kuti munosvika nkotora ipapo pane pakanatia pakuzotiko chibvarai musasevenza vakomana ndokunozoshaunu chaiko ari kushanda vanhu vanenge vakuwana chinenge vakudya chii izvi zvinenge zvinoratidzire kutinye musati
aiwa tinotenda ramba yenyu uri parunare Gibbs
blessing we've got Ngqobisita Khumalo on the line is the provincial spokesman of the People's Democratic Party. I don't know which province now. Mr. Khumalo, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm the provincial spokesman of PDP, Harare province.
Now, tell us about this issue concerning diamonds. What do you think about the move that has been taken by government?
Yeah, economists and analysts are their own way, but we as politicians think quite differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the issue of licenses, as far as Marange is concerned, was actually very transparent. You know, people were given on party line, soldiers were involved, and so forth, and the party was still united. Now that the party is split, there are people who have gone to Gamatox way, some have gone to Lacoste way, and there's the other thing, the G40. Now, all those people, some of them still have interest in the government field. So, what is needed now is that when their old chairs are away, and then you know that the issue to me is being done. Then those people can be taken. New people now who are loyal to the submission and competition place. I think that's something that's really political about.
But do you think that, Zimbabweans are set to benefit from this company that is the Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company? Is there any way that when it mines the diamonds, they're going to get something?
They've not benefited before, and there's no reason to believe that they'll benefit from before, from this now. Nine companies of seeds have been taken away, amalgamated into one company of seeds. That means seeds stealing from different groups, and now seeds stealing as one group. Zimbabwe has not benefited. They've not benefited before, and I don't think it's going to benefit now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Khumalo. Thank you so much.
Tine mumwe muteereri mukoma Gilbert makadi
kufara mukoma Jonga
ndi mukoma Blessing makadi
makasimba here mukoma Blessing
aiwa tiri wadi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemangodai
mangodai yakanonoka kuti anisa because hakusitorina chiyoba kwamuchadzo
Saka
zvapita zvakotiona aguta saka akomise kungoti zvinogara zvakadaro hanechiranda chikambi
Mukoma Gilbert Dzorai radio yenyu
Hello
mune radio here padhuze mudzore bichara inenge yakuita maungira
Sakanaka
Taurai zvei
vangadai vakazviita kare kare iye zvinhu kumadiamond kwacho hakushina chiro vanhu vari kusika mumaranga vakabvisa vanhu vakavaisawo hapana zvawakava izvi nhasono vari kuti tavha saka vanhu vese vona vakaenda kuti
ko vamwe kavari kuti pada zvichaita kuti mari iendewo muhomo yehurumende nekuti makurukota aisanga achigununguna kuti hapana chavari kuwana
mari iyona vaitoiwana ivona vacho vakuru vacho vaitoiwana vakuru vari kutoone mari ndo vari kutorya mari
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gilbert neupinda muchirongwa chedu
tatenda
tinotenda zvikuru
nemi ndatenda ngekumbondibata munongopota muchimbondibata akomana
aiwa tinokufonerai chirongwa ndechenyu Gilbert says you know it's coming a little bit late in the game. He's saying he does not think there are still, you know, that many diamond reserves in Marange. So he's saying the diamonds were just enriching the politicians, not ordinary Zimbabweans. Gibbs.
Yes, yes. Well, okay. Baba Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, last kuba ngotaba lolo. Ologuti so misiwe. Abantu baembe kona ngale ama diamond. Kona ngazukangela vele kukona yini okusayimbiwa kona ngale. Kumbe vele kuselana.
Kuphathathi uthi siphuzulu ahle abekwazi ukuthi kanti singa ukuthi khona uyamisa umsebenzi kanti impahla zakho nezivele zikhona kathesi sithi zinganani ngoba sokuneminyaka eminingi ulokho kukhulula ngakho okutenda ebithi babe kukhuluma ngakho bengamaminist of finance besithi kanti amadiamonds zothwaya lokhu ephuma ayaphi ngaye uhulumende wayengesile lo thando isifiso sokuthi amatshe lana ancedise umnotho wezimbabwe ngaye lokhu kwenziwa kudala ngoba vele babekwazi ukuthi amadiamonds abo kathesi umuntu wade khuluma kathesi udaaabeuma kathesi esithi iy'mali zabona zokuthi zaphuma so ngathi vele sokuyithatha sokuyithatha nje isiphala ezingasela lutho so uthiuthi vele ukunandwa nje impahla zabanye abantu ukuthi abantu laba babhalise amakhampani abo babe vele bekipha bekhepha amadiamonds abo behambisela babaya khona okusokuqatile kathesi imali yakhona ungathi ayenzeka ingangeni ngoba umthelo wamhlampe fanele ikhiphe umthelo so akuncedi lutho kathesi lokhu yisokho kusengisela nje ukuthi lowo hulumente loku angnanzi impahla zabanye abantu bona ngathi mina isisuku ukuthi ngokuthi khona kalingakabhadalanga ilayisensi sesibhala amakhampani kathi izisebenzi ezikhona ziya kuya ngaphi abantu bamxotshwa kudala kathi izisebenzi ezisezingenhle emgwaqweni hathi lethi zisuku bafanele bahambe kuyethethwa ndaba la
so according to Mr. Ngwenya you know the key question is where is the money going to you know the money for the diamond sales he says now it appears as if this move won't work you know because maybe there's nothing to to mine anymore there you know so things are just crumbling in Marange
ergati dzokere kuna vamudiwa vamudiwa saka ivo vachidhakwa vakakuvimbisa here kuti zvinhu zvichachinja pane zvamunenge muchikwanisawo kuwana kubva kuminda yemangodai kana paumbwa kambani vakati kudine nyaya iyoyo
ivo sematauriri vavo vanga vachiti vari kushushikanawo kuti mari hadzisi kupinda mucommunity ownership trust dzakavirishwa ende mari kumacovers egovernment hazvichitenda saka isisi takanga tichiti maonero avanga vari kuita ndoatakanga takaonawo kare isisi tinofanira kunga kuine maine one toita bichana bichana tichichengeterawo kana zvizvarwa nezvizvarwa zvichazotevera zvinofanira kuziva kuti munomu munyika medu mune zviwanikwa zvinowanikwa kana kuti zvinhu zvakawanikwa zvakazokwanisa kubatsira nyika nenzvimbo yezvakabva mune zvakadai zvakadai kana muine 7 mining companies mwana achiri kudzingwa kuchikoro mumarange zvinonyadzisa hatina kana chipatara chatinokwanisa kunongedza kuti icho chakavakwa nemamining companies vanhu vakanga varimo
sekutanga paya paya zvakamene zvine muono wechinga wakati yedera zvokunge zviri kuita na makomuniti zvakanga abowanawo basa zviri zvakuendeka laiti yakuendeka mumusha umu saka vese vapere kubviswa zvinhu hazvichashandi migwagwa yedu yakakanganisika saka taide kuti pamamining kambani zvipa papa vangadai vakaise mari dzavo kumacommunity ownership izvizvi tozoburawo tichiuritawo maprograms nemaprojects ede atinoda tichibvise muhosa inenge yaiswa saka izvozvo zvese hakuna saka zvatisingachazivi ndezvekuti kana yaconsolidation yemacambanies inenge yacambani ino here ende kana vanhu vanga vachifanyiriise 50 million icharamba iri 50 million here kana kuti vanenge vaviise 10 million sekuti vanenge vakuti one company ipapo ndopaabasina kunyatsotsanangurira but zvinhu kuti panyatsoita sanity tinoziva kuti zvinhu zvakanonokwa asi thats the only way to go nekuti iitwe kambani ine chete mubatanidzwa vanenge vasingakwanisi kucomplya ngavabva vatongomiswa zvovharwa votange kuitwe patsva vokonisidzawo kuti kune macommunities anorarama munyika imomo munzvimbo iyoyo iko zvino kune nzara inotyisa musha wedza wedza aizvirutengese mombe hapana anozoti chararama sei saka zvino zvezvi hazvitaifanekungati dambudziko timining cambanies akawanda and anomaina alluvial for that matter
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
let's go to Mr. Ngwenya now Mr. Ngwenya out of all this that is happening right now in Marange do you think that there's a first way of fixing really where the problem is?
Well, it's already too late. I mean, like I said before, when these diamonds were discovered, our government had a lot of examples to learn from the BS arrangement, the Botswana arrangement in Botswana, you know, the Angolan, So there was a lot of empirical evidence that they could have borrowed from. But because the diamonds were an opportunity for plundering natural resources by a few, elitist elements within ZANU-PF, now that these guys, their accounts are swelling with millions and millions of dollars, and the national coffers have nothing, this man is trying to hoodwink us into believing that if he sets up a consolidated mine, he will then be able to get an opportunity to grab other sustainable diamond companies like those operated by companies like Rio Tinto and Company. So this is just a smoke screen. The Marange resources, they've totally depleted. If they have not depleted, you would not have the courage to step onto those Danupe focus, set up those mines. So I think, gentlemen, these guys are playing a game with us. What I'm simply saying is they should respect company property rights and do the right thing. This is not right.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke usikhumbuzo moyo lapha ekuthengweni khona ngale goli baba moyo ungawutshona njani hayi mbijana moyo akusiyethu ungathini ngalokho okwenzakala khona ngale Marange
yes alokho okwenzakala ekhadi nakuyasikhathaza ngoba okukhuluma okweqiniso lapho ikhona information eseyisisa manje njengoba selitha sokuxotshwa sokumiswa abanye abadebhayo sofanele kungena abantu kwenzelwa nje ukuthi information yalaba kade begebha ingaze yatholakala ngoba bakhona abanye abangagcina sebethiwe bagcina abanye bebuyile emsebenzini abanye bengasabuyanga just ngikusela njengoba enzakalayo ukuthi information le emuva ayisaphinde itholakale ngoba abazovulelwa
bamba khonapho bamba moyo bamba siyabuya kuwe sathathe ikhefu elifitshane kakhulu ubambe khonapho
Mr. Mudiwa and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.